Well, the Latin Patriarch, His Beatitude Fuad Twal, made an address today on the current conflict in Gaza at the end of a Christian schoolchildren's procession through Bethlehem to celebrate Christmas. In his comments, he said that this outbreak of violence brings nothing but complications in the quest for a just settlement to the conflict, which is fervently sought by people across this land and indeed across the world. Well, Vatican Radio's Philippa Hitchin is in Bethlehem with a delegation of European and North American bishops who are there to support Christians living in the Holy Land. Philippa joins me on the line now. Good evening, Philippa.
Hello, Lydia.
Philippa, a very impassioned address today by the Patriarch. Perhaps you can tell us a little bit more about what he said.
Yes, absolutely. Patriarch Twal, the leader of the Catholic Church here in the Holy Land, was speaking at a press conference in Bethlehem at the end of that annual Christmas pilgrimage by school children from right across Israel and Palestine. I have to tell you, the atmosphere this year was very subdued compared to the one I witnessed here last year. Many groups of kids had apparently been told to stay away because of fears of violent demonstrations or difficulties with Israeli police crossing through Jerusalem. The Patriarch was leading the procession together with Archbishop Patrick Kelly from Liverpool and, as you mentioned, other bishops from Europe and North America who are here on a week-long mission in support of the churches in the Holy Land. Talking to the press, Patriarch Twal condemned all the violence here, especially the Gaza attacks, which he said have hurt Israel and the region more than all the rockets launched over the years. Archbishop Twal quoted Pope Benedict's words, Pope Benedict's appeal for a ceasefire, an immediate ceasefire, stressing that military options are never a solution. He said violence may seem like a tempting response to the injustices that Palestinians have suffered for 60 years, but he stressed that violence brings nothing but false hopes and complications in the quest for a just settlement here, condemning particularly the violence against children, the most vulnerable victims of this conflict. He said the presence of children here in Bethlehem are an important reminder that God came into our world as a vulnerable child, and therefore powerlessness is not a barrier, but rather the basis of our struggle to bring the peace of Christ to our bitterly divided world.
Philippa, also today you were at a parish in the West Bank. I presume the situation there is probably having an effect on many people. It's in their thoughts. Perhaps you could talk to us just briefly about that.
Absolutely. I was visiting the parish of Ain Arik this morning. It's the smallest Catholic parish in the Holy Land, just 150 men, women and children living alongside a few hundred Orthodox Christians in a majority Muslim population. And yes, of course, the violence in Gaza is very much on their minds as well. Some families have lost sons or fathers in the past years to the Intifada, the Palestinian uprising. Most have had loved ones in jail at one time or another, and several now have relatives living under the daily bombings in Gaza, where it's very difficult to maintain contact. The phones are down, electricity is not working, so mobile phones largely don't work either. Living amongst this small community are a group of brothers and sisters, mainly from Italy, two brothers and seven sisters. They live a simple monastic life, witnessing very simply to the gospel values of peace, justice, and loving one's enemies, whoever they may be. It's a vital message to be carrying on here in the Holy Land at the moment.